Bezos Hashem Yizbarech, today's daf is Kuf Yud Tes in Meseches Psachim. We're going to continue on in the Agadita that we had left off with yesterday. In fact, we have another 10 lines to do on Kuf Yud Ches. The Agadita will continue all the way to Kuf Yud Tes on the base, which will bring us to the Sugya of Afikomen with a new Mishnah. We had left off where the Gemara discussed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not accept from the Roman evil empire a gift, even though La'asid Lava when Mashiach comes, he will accept both from Kush as well as from Mitzrayim. And the Gemara quoted the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ga'ar Chayos Kanot. The Gemara is going to continue to darshan that, where it says, Dover Acher, another Pshat, Giur Chayos Kanot, Shedora Bein Hakonim. That Rome is referred to as living amongst the rods and the bamboo. Rashi Pam explains in the second wide line that this is a reference to Rome because they are like a whore, a boar that lives in a forest. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Pei, in Pasuk Yigimel, Yichar Semena Chazir Miyar, boar of the forest ravages the forest. Viziz Sadai Yarena. And the crawler of the field lives on it. The Gemara now continues to darshan the pasuk Goor Chayas Kone. Amr Bechia Barab, Amr Bechia Goor Bechaya, protest against the animal. Shekol Maaseh Nechtavim Bikumus Echad. That all of his actions will be written with one quill. As the pasuk says in Tehillim Samaches, Adas Avirim Be'egle Mayim Sheshachtu Avirim Ke'agolim She'en Lehem Bailim. That the entire world, who Rashbam explains, who writes with one pen against Klal Yisrael, in other words, in a uniformed voice, slaughter the agalim, the calves of Klal Yisrael, as if no one owns them. Misrapes biratzei chesef bizer amim krovos yechpatzu. Chazal darshin sheposhtan yad, they stretch out a hand lekabel mama to accept money. Ve'ein ratza osin ratzam bailim. And they don't do the ratzon of their owners. They don't do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pasuk says, as we read, Pizer Amim Kravos Yechfatzum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will scatter the nations who desire to do battles. Chazal Darshim, Migarm Lam Yisrael She Yispazul Bein Ulus Olam. Who caused that Klal Yisrael would be spread amongst the nations of the world? Kravos Shehayu Chafetzin Bohen. Kravos Shehayu Chafetzin Bohen. It was their desire to get close to the Goyim that caused them to be spread out. And Rabbi Shmuel also sent something else from Rabbi Yossi. There are 365 markets in the large city of Rome. And each one of them had 365 towers. V'chol b'ranos u'b'ranos, and every tower ha'yibar shoshmeres v'shishim v'chamisha malos, had 365 steps. V'chol malo u'malo ha'yibar, and every step had enough food, k'dei lozes kolom kula, to support the entire world. Amar Rebbe, in other words, there was so much food and so much plenty in Rome. Amar Rebbe Shimon b'Rebbe l'Rebbe v'amri lo, some say Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yossi, asked it to Rebbe, hani l'man. All this food, who was it designated for? Rebbe answered, Loch ulechavrach ulechavrasach. For you and your friends who are osik b'tor. Shenemar, as the Pasuk Yishayo says, V'oye sachra v'esnana kodesh Hashem, lo yatzev lo yichasem, ki la yoyishum lefnei Hashem ye, sachra lech ulechav ulechasa osik. What is the kavan of the Pasuk, lo yatzev lo yichasem? What type of otzeres are we talking about? Tanu Rav Yosef, Yosef taught lo yatzer zeh beis otzer, that it's talking about a treasure house that's used to store wheat. V'lo yechasein zeh beis geniza. This is a beis geniza that's used to store gold and silver. My, what's the kavan of the pasuk? Yoshim lefnei Hashem yeh l'sachra. Amar Rabbi Lazar taught zeh hamakir makom habiroi b'yeshiva. Excuse me, it was rubbed out in my gemara. Zeh hamakir makom chaveiro. Be yeshiva. This is referred to the boys in the yeshiva that are so comfortable in the yeshiva that they know where everybody sits. Hence the reference in the pasuk, Ki Yoshlim Lifnei Hashem. that these are people who sit in front of Hashem when they feel comfortable in the base of Medrash. Rabbi Lazar said, this is someone who says hello to his friends in yeshiva. What a tremendous mussar. According to the Mar Shah, this refers to those who are come early to be able to say hello to their friends at yeshiva. Maybe also it refers to someone who is warm and receptive to people in yeshiva. My l'mechasa osik, what does the pasuk mean when it refers to mechasa osik? Zeh mechasa dvarim shekisa atik yon. The one who covers things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered. Umay ninu? What's that? Sisrei Torah. Sisrei Torah are supposed to be covered. They're not supposed to be revealed at all. Rashi explains that this is the Maise Markova. Vikad Army, others say the pasuk is referring to something else. Zeh megal dvarim shekisa atik yomin. That these are things that the Atik, the ancient one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had covered up. Ma'ininu tamei Torah, that he covers up the reasons for the Torah and doesn't oversimplify the tamim of the Torah. I heard from Mayor Tversky, Shlita, maybe I wasn't zochet to hear this directly from him, and in his name, that if you ask somebody what was the reason that he married his wife, and he gives one reason or two reasons, so then that shows a limited relationship. If someone's megala tamei Torah, a reason for a mitzvah, then he's undermining the depth of the mitzvah. If he wants to suggest that this is a part of it, a small part of it, but every mitzvah and every part of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so complex and so beautiful. The Gemara continues on the first wide line, on Kuf Yud Tes Amid Aleph in the middle of the line, Amar Rav Kana Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. What does the pasuk say in Tehillim Dalet? Lam natzeich mizmor David zamro lemisha natzchin oso v'samach. Sing zemer to the one who makes us victorious, and he will be happy. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But reishol k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas masav edom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different than a bones and flesh king. Masav edom natzchin oso v'atzav. If you are victorious over a king, then becomes sad. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when man overcomes him, is happy. What does it mean? And he overcomes him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is also in Tehillim, says that I wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Lule Moshe b'chiro, amad b'paretz lefanav. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy that Moshe prevented HaKadosh Baruch Hu from destroying. And Ki'ilu vanquishing those who had done things that were his enemies when Klal Yisrael had done averus. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Kana Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. It was called the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia from these above mentioned Tanoim and Amoraim. Ma'idchsev. What's the meaning behind the description of the angels in Yecheskel as having something along the lines of a human hand? They're described as having hands that look like a person with the letters Vav Yud Dalid Vav. And we read it as Videi. So the Shoresh is written in what seems to be a singular, Yadoksiv. So why is it referring to in the singular? It refers to the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She prusa, that spread out, tachas kanfe hachayos, under the wings of these angels, kedei lekabel bali tshuva, mipnei midas hadin, and to cover them and protect them from the midas hadin. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol kesef zav sheba olam, Yosef lokato vehevio limitzrayim. All the silver and gold that exists in the world, Yosef brought to his Mitzrayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayilake Yosef is kol hakesef nimtza. He gathered it all together when people came to buy food from Egypt. I would have thought maybe he collected all of the gold and silver in Mitzrayim and Canaan. Bishar Ratzos Minayim. How do you know all the money of the world came to him? Tamlar Mechala Aretz Bo Mitzrayim. Period. Ukishali saw Mitzrayim, and when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Helu Imayim, they took it with them. Shenema Veinatzu as Mitzrayim. Period. Ravasi Amar, Ravasi understands that Pasuk is saying, Vayinatzlu, Kimitsuda Zu, that just like we learned in that Pasuk in Yecheskel, that the Chayos spread apart their wings,
excuse me, Mitsuda has nothing to do with the Chayos, but Mitsuda here is a trap. Kimitsuda zu she'en bo dagan, that there's a trap that doesn't have any grain inside. In other words, the gold was the grain that had the allure that would bring people towards the Mitzrayim. And once, the Pasuk says, Vayinatzlu, so Tosis explains that the Vayinatzlu now is being understood also as Vayinatzdu, because a Lamid is sometimes exchanged with a Dalid, and that's the reference to a trap being emptied. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kimitzula She'em Ba Dogim. According to Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, the word Mitzula can be understood like Mitzulos Yam, the depths of a sea, which is empty and cleaned out. Mefarshim point out that the fish even don't normally live in that area, and that hence Lashon Mitzula, that it was cleaned out like the depths of the sea are cleaned out. Vayimunach ad Rechavam ba, and the money stayed by the Jews in Eretz Yisrael until Rechavam. Ba Shishak Melech Mitzrayim v'natul mirechavam, was taken away when Shishak of Mitzrayim, the pasuk describes in Malachim Aleph Perek Yudalid, Shenemar v'hi b'shar chamishes l'melech rechavam ala Shishak Melech Mitzrayim Yerushalayim v'yikach es oitzveis beis Hashem es oitzveis beis Hamelech. It kept on moving the money though, the treasure. Ba Zerach Melech Kush v'natul m'Shishak. Zerach, the king of Kush, took it from Shishak. Ba Asa v'natul m'Zerach Melech Kush. Asa came and he took it from Zerach. Asa was Melech Yehuda, the son of Rechavam. V'shigro, but he then sent it, Ladrimon ben Tavrimon, the king of Aram. Bo b'nei Amon, v'natol me'adrimon ben Tavrimon. Amon took it from him, Adrimon. Bo Yoshafat, Melech Yehuda, the son of Asa, unetolo b'nei Amon, he took it from and there was sitting amongst the Malcha Yehuda at Achaz until Achaz ben Yosam. Then Bo Sancherev unetala me'achaz. Sancherev took it from Achaz. Then Chizkio captured it back. Bo Chizkio unetala me'sancherev. Chizkio took it from Sancherev. Vayimunach ad Tzidkia, and it was by Malcha Yehuda until Tzidkia ben Yoshio came. Then Bo Kazdim Utalo Mitzidkio. The Kazdim came and they took it from Sidkio. Bo Parsim, the Persians came and Natul Mi Kazdim, they took it from the Kazdim. Bo Yivonim Natul Mi Parsim. Bo Romi Natul Mi Yad Yivonim. Vadayin Munach Mi Romi. And these treasures are still sitting in Rome. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Shalosh Matmanios Hitmin Yosef in Mitzrayim. There were three sets of treasures that Yosef buried in Mitzrayim. Achas Niskal Korach. One of them became revealed to Korach and went down with him when the earth swallowed him up. Vaachas Niskal Antinius ben Asvorios, a Caesar of Rome, time of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Yudah Nasi. Vaachas Gnuza LeTzadikim, Lasid Lavo. And the last one is left for the Tzadikim, Lasid Lavo. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Oisha Sharma Levalov Lirasso. Wealth is guarded for its owner for bad. Amram Shimon Lakish Zo Osho Shel Korach. That's the wealth of Korach that never got used for anything good. Eskol Akuma Shebraglaim, the Pasuk describes that they were swallowed up. Amr Lazar Zem Mono Shaladam Shema Mido Araglov. That reference of the Yukum that was by their feet, that was standing by their feet, is their possessions that they put by the feet. Amar Rabbi Levi, Masoi Shalosh Meos Prados Levanos, 300 white donkeys. Hoyu Amaftechos Beis Ginozav Korach. They were carried, the storage keys were carried on these large donkeys. Kulu Aklidi Glipi to Gilda. And they were carrying just these keys. These Aklidi are these keys that were covered also in hide. This is clearly an exaggeration of how large the Otzer was, that they even needed 300 horses to carry the keys. Amar Shmuel Bar Nachman Yom Rabbi Yonasan, 8 lines to the bottom. Oitcha Keni Sani, Amar David, the expression in Tilim of Oitcha, I'll praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I was in a difficult spot, and then the Pasuk concludes, Vayhi Lishu, and then I was saved. That David said, Evan Masu Abani Maisa Rishpina Amar Yishai. Mesa Shemazois Amru Echov. That was said by his brothers. Zayyo Masa Hashem Amar Shmuel. The Pasuk Zayyo Masa Hashem was said by Shmuel. Ana Hashem Shina Amru Echov. Was said by his brothers. Ana Hashem Tzlichana Amar David. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem Amar Yishai. Berchuchim Beis Hashem Amar Shmuel. Kel Hashem Yor Vayor Lanu Amar Kulan. All of them said, Isuchag Bavosim. Amar Shmuel, Keli Atvedeka, Amar David, El Kayel Ramek, Amar Kulan, was said by all them. Take a look at Rashbam, the last two lines, it spells out why these members were said by them. What does it refer to? And then Masa Abonim was David, says Rashbam, because he was the youngest. Excuse me, Rashbam says that Masa Abonim was said by the brothers in reference to David, that he was the youngest. Hence he was referred to as Arosh Pina. He was destined for Malchus. The next part is said by David's brothers. The part beforehand was actually said by David's father. Niflos Beinenu was said by the brothers. He Niflos Beinenu is a Lashon Rabbim, said by the brothers. That Yom Asa Hashem is a reference to Shmuel because he referred to Klal Yisrael's Nitzachon against their enemies. Hatzlichana is David referring to his Malchus, that he's begging for Hatzlacha. Isru Chag B'Avosim, Rashbam says, is referring to bringing many karbanos. Let's continue on the bottom of Kuf Yutes of Alf Tanan Hasam. We learn in Maseches Sukkah, in regards to Hallel Lichbol Yichbol. If the minig is to repeat the pasuk, you repeat the pasuk. Like for example, when it comes to Hodu Hashem Kitov, Lifshot Yifshot. If the minig is to say it straight without repeating, that's what you should do. Levarech acharav, to make a bracha afterwards, yivarech. Hakol kiminig hamadina. When it comes to halal, says the Gemara, there are many minhagim, and you follow the minig hamadina. Amar abayi lo shanu el acharav, avolofanav mitzvah levarech. Beforehand, it's a mitzvah. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kol hamitzvahs mevarech alen over lasiyasan. Every mitzvah you make a bracha beforehand. My mashma, dahayavar lishna dakdumiyu, that the lashon over indicates before. Amar nachmar yitzchak, how do we see that the lashon of putting first? Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, "Vayaretz achimatz derek hakikar vayavar es hakushi," and he passed the kushi. There means he came there first. So it means to put first. The bayomer mehacha vuavar lifnehem, that Avram Avinu passed in front of the karbanos. Actually, this vuavar lifnehem is a different avar lifnehem. That's in regards to Yaakov, that went in front of the rest of his family. That he went first. Again, Lashon Avar is first. That when Klal Yisrael returns from the Golos, their king, Melech HaMashiach, will come first. And Hashem would be in the front. Again, indicating that Melech Hashem will be first. Tanya, regards to Psuki Halo, Rebbe Kofel Badvarm, Rebbe used to peep. He would add things. My Mosef Am Rabbi Mosef Lekoful. He used to add a double Old Chakiani Sani Ulamata and the rest of Hallel, as we're accustomed to saying Old Chakiani Sani twice and many of the other psukim twice as well. Darish Revivira Zimnin Amale Mishmei Derav Zimnin Amale Mishmei. Ravasi, at times he quoted the name of Rav, and times the name of Ravasi. Then this week's parasha we have Avram Avinu making a big party after Yitzchak was weaned. It's only referring to then, but in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a great party for the tzaddikim. At the time Yigamel. Now, Yigamel could mean to wean, as well as to bestow his chesed on the descendants of Yitzchak. Chazal continued to describe that event with Yitzchak as well. La'achar, after the tzaddikim shochlin shosin, they eat and drink. Nosnin lo, la'avram avinu kosho bracha levarech. They're going to give Avram Avinu the kibud of the kos shobracha. Va'amar lehen. He will say, "Eini mevarich. I am not ra'ui to make the bracha." She yatzim many Yishmael. Yishmael came out from me. Amar le Yitzchak tolu varich. They'll say to Yitzchak to make to Birchas HaMazon. Omer lehen eini mevarech, HaMos nakan du, Shiyotzim menu Esav. Omer lehli Yaakov, Tal uvarech, Omer lehen mevarech, Shnesasi, Shtei Achayos, Bacheit, Shasiru the Torah, La Osran, Alay. In the future, the Torah prohibit marrying two sisters, which I do with Rachel and Leah. Amal Moshe tell Uvarech. They'll give the honor to Moshe. Amal Ameni Uvarech. Shol Zechisi Likanes La'aretz. Since I didn't merit to go into Eretz Yisrael, I don't have the right to make the bracha. Loi b'chayi v'lo b'moisi. Neither when I was alive nor dead. Amal Yeshua tell Uvarech. Amal Ameni Uvarech. Shol Zechisi Liben. I didn't have a child. Chesiv Yeshua b'nun nun. No. Yeshua b'no. The Pasuk of Divrei Yom stops with Yoshua. Amal L'David tell Uvarech. Amal Ameni Uvarech. It's appropriate. I like to bench, and it's appropriate for me to bench. Ultimately, David HaMelech is the one that's going to get the schus of that Birchas HaMazon. We're going to stop over here with the end of the Haggadah for Daf Kuf Yud Tes Be'ezer Hashem. Tomorrow we will pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Yutesim Beis of a Maftirin Achra Pesach Achvikom. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Yutes.